Hello there, friends, and welcome to another edition of Five for Today. Today, I want to think about self-worth. So this is a special shout-out to those of you who may be going through a tough time right now. If you were for sale, what would the price tag read? Free to a good home? Pennies? Pounds? Hundreds? Thousands? Millions? Trillions? I'll stop there. Joseph, in the Old Testament, was sold by his brothers for 20 shekels. They had planned to kill him, but thought that a bit of cash was far better. He ended up as a slave in Egypt and was jailed. One of my favourite phrases from the story of Joseph is, "But the Lord was with Joseph." If you recognise my voice, you may have heard me talk about my favourite hymn, which says, "Whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." It starts off with the line, "When peace like a river attendeth my way." Check it out on a Google search or in a hymn book if you have access to one. It's one of the best hymns ever written, in my humble opinion. Back to the Bible for another sale. In the New Testament, you may recall that Judas Iscariot was paid 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. My wife and I both saw the musical Jesus Christ Superstar in Swansea's Grand Theatre recently, performed by the Abbey Players. My wife was particularly struck by the relationship Jesus had with Judas. It was a very good production. As a child, I recall being asked, "How much do you love me?" The answer was pretty standard: "All the monies in the world." And how much might that be? Apparently, anything upward of $80 trillion. For context, the Queen, according to Forbes, is estimated to be personally worth $520 million, a little over £396 million. Let's go back to the price tag on you and your worth. Right now, you may be close to rock bottom. But take heart, my friend, because God values you. His price tag on you would read, "Priceless." This is what Jesus said in the New Testament: "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life worth more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." What advice to take on board. You may be low or feeling needy and haven't realised that God is able to help and support you. A local church fellowship would love to welcome you as part of their family, the family of God. So, are you feeling a little lonely right now? Pop along to a local church. Are you in hospital or a residential home maybe? Speak to a chaplain who will hopefully be doing the rounds in a little while. Access the chapel area. Are you an inmate? What about attending a prison fellowship meeting? Don't worry about tomorrow, friend. Give your tomorrow to God today. God loves you and wants to care for you. If you're feeling low, look up. The Apostle Paul could write, "And my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And one hymn writer put it like this: "All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." If this isn't your experience, why not do something about it today? Right here, right now. Tell God how you are feeling. Ask for help and be ready for a swift response, because God answers prayer. And one final thought. Someone once asked Jesus, "How much do you love me?" And he said, "This much," as he stretched out his arms and died. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever," that's you and I, my friend, "that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." It's yours if you ask for it. May God bless you as you think upon these truths, because he loves you dearly and a lot more than all the monies in the world even. Thanks for listening.